As oil field jobs go, Dustin Bergsing seemed to have a pretty safe one. He wasn't swinging pipes on a drilling rig or working near big moving trucks. He was a well watcher, monitoring tank levels near Mandaree. Bergsing worked alone, often at nights, for a Marathon Oil contractor. Once every 2 hours, he climbed a ladder, walked across a metal catwalk, opened hatches, and peeked inside a series of giant brown storage tanks that were filled with a mix of crude oil, gases, and frack water. If one of the tanks was nearing capacity, he changed the flow so another tank would start filling. One of the few dangers Bergsing faced was possible exposure to hydrogen sulfide gas, also known as H2S gas. It's an odorless, colorless gas that some wells naturally produce. It can kill a person. So Bergsing wore a yellow H2S monitor on his helmet to warn him of high levels of the deadly gas. Still, something went wrong on the night of January 7th, 2012. Just after midnight, Bergsing failed to respond to an alarm, indicating that a tank was almost full. So a coworker came to check on him. That coworker found Bergsing's lifeless body on a catwalk.
This was reported to us as a fatality.
That's Eric Brooks. He's the local director of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
All right, I've got the case file here.
Brooks sent an investigator to determine how Bergsing died. The most likely cause of death seemed to be H2S poisoning. But it turns out Bergsing's monitor was working, and that wasn't what killed the 21-year-old oil worker.
Medical examiner identified professional opinion the hydrocarbons found in the victim's blood did not appear to be work-related.
After Dustin Bergsing died, his mother hired an attorney.
Hi, my name's Fred Bremseth, and I'm a personal injury trial lawyer.
Fred Bremseth agrees with one part of OSHA's findings.
He had no other abnormal chemicals or drugs in his system, and the coroner's report indicated that, in fact, the cause of death was exposure to the hydrocarbons.
But Bremseth believes that those hydrocarbon vapors were definitely work-related. You see, hydrocarbons come from natural gas, a byproduct of crude oil. If that gas isn't captured or flared properly, it can fill the air and suffocate a person. That's what he learned when a surprise witness came forward after Bremseth filed a suit against the Houston-based company.
He had been fired from Marathon Oil, and of course, we asked him why.
The man, whom we'll call Mr. X, has a chemistry degree and works as an environmental engineer. He didn't want us to use his real name for fear of losing his current job. Mr. X was hired by Marathon Oil in October 2011, about 3 months before Bergsing died. Soon, Mr. X noticed that large amounts of hydrocarbon vapors were leaking from oil storage tanks. In the past, Marathon routinely used 2 flare stacks per tank. Now, according to Mr. X, the company was just using 1. As a result, that natural gas flowed into storage tanks like the ones where Bergsing worked. In a statement under oath, Mr. X described how he documented the problem with coworkers. He recorded the leaks with an infrared camera. He created a spreadsheet estimating the amount of the leaks. And?
In fact, they had gone out and they had measured some of the gas levels. And to his belief, those levels were not only toxic, but lethal.
So Mr. X began writing emails to supervisors. Here's what he told Fred Bremseth in his sworn statement. Mr. X, I asked why they had reduced the number of flares from 2 to 1. I asked why the piping was undersized during the flowback. They actually punished me because I wrote emails like that to them, stating that there was compliance issues that they needed to address. Bremseth, what do you mean they punished you? Mr. X, they told me I couldn't write any more emails. I was supposed to pick up a phone and not call on or not write any more things like that because they, lawyers, could discover it. Bremseth, really? Mr. X, that was their exact words. Still, Mr. X persisted. He continued to write emails, including one accusing his coworkers of, quote, not living up to Marathon standards. Fred Bremseth.
Executives at Marathon Oil were concerned that what he was putting in writing could be discoverable by lawyers precisely in a situation like this.
Sounds like they actually flew a lawyer up from Houston to North Dakota to tell him how to write emails.
That's what the testimony was, that they had actually brought a corporate lawyer up from Texas and had put on a presentation for him trying to correct his ways so that he would write emails in the way that they wanted him to do it.
Mr. X's 19-page statement also notes that a second oil field worker became dizzy on a Marathon-owned well in May 2012, 4 months after Bergsing died. Mr. X and two co-workers went out to the well, took measurements, and concluded that, quote, the oxygen content was below breathable. It had displaced the oxygen around the tanks. It was almost deadly.
If you become overcome by the gases, it's too late.
Mr. X believes that those circumstances were deadly for Dustin Bergsing. Quote, yup, that's what got him, Mr. X told Bremseth. In June 2012, less than 1 year after he began working at Marathon Oil, Mr. X was fired. Marathon Oil executives refused to be interviewed about the case or Mr. X's testimony. Instead, the company issued a statement. Marathon Oil says Mr. X was fired for, quote, performance reasons, and that his statement to attorney Fred Bremseth was, quote, grossly inaccurate and wholly without merit. The company says Mr. X's statement happened without its corporate lawyers in the room, and therefore, it's one-sided. I asked Bremseth about this last point.
The court process certainly would allow Marathon Oil to take a comprehensive discovery deposition as part of the normal pretrial procedures, and they could have done that if they wanted to.
In its statement, Marathon Oil says it's, quote, saddened by the loss of Dustin Bergsing and called his death, quote, tragic. 4 months after Bergsing died and a second person became dizzy while working near oil storage tanks, Mr. X says Marathon finally took action when it began supplying contractors and employees with air respirators.
Nobody should be going out to those well sites without self-contained breathing apparatus or supplied air or not being there alone.
The company eventually reached an out-of-court settlement with Dustin Bergsing's family for an undisclosed amount of money. For Prairie Public and the Black Gold Boom Oil Series, I'm Todd Melby.